hope you don't think me rude, but as you look at your disposable income, might I ask you, how much of it do you spend on yourself and how much of it do you give away to the poor? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know how it is where you are, but these days, small dogs are all the rage in my neck of the woods. The one breed that seems to be a favourite is the Cavoodle. It's a cross between a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and a poodle. You pay an absolute fortune for one. Sure, they're a gorgeous dog, smart, lovely temperament, and even though I'm not a dog person, I get why people love them. They take them to the cafes with them for coffee, send them to doggy daycare while they're at work, have them washed and shampooed. In fact, it seems to me that they spend a small fortune on them. Sure, they're nice little doggies, but aren't we just going a bit over the top? There are homeless people around where we live too, and as I watch people pamper the pooch and ignore the poor, I can't help but wonder, what does Jesus think? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Giving help to the poor is like loaning money to the Lord. He will pay you back for your kindness. As Jesus walked this earth back there in the first century, he displayed a natural predisposition to hanging out with the poor and the marginalized. You can't help but notice that when you read the Gospels. Am I saying don't have a pet dog? No, not at all. But at the same time, God expects us to help the poor. And let me tell you, when we do, he will absolutely pay us back for our kindness. That's God's word fresh for you today. A funny thing happens when we take God's word to heart, whether it's about giving to the poor or whatever else he has to say. All of a sudden, we find ourselves living in a victory that we never thought was possible. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Victory Against Impossible Odds, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.